You are in the Power Zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered The Power Zone with DU. We have a great show lined up for you on this evening. We are bringing 3 dynamic professionals that are going to speak to business, community, love, family, God. We're covering everything on this evening, so get ready. If you are a return listener, we appreciate you. We're glad to have you back on this evening. And if you are a new listener, if you're tuning in for the very first time, well, we're equally excited, and we hope that on this evening, you make a decision that you will return to the Power Zone and share it with your network. We further invite you to check out some of the archives and be in the know of the Power Zone. On that note, we're gonna go right into our break, because when we return, the conversation will begin. We'll be right back, family, after this break.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Welcome back to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. And I am here talking about community service. On this evening, we have a dynamic guest that we're going to bring to the call in a couple of minutes. I will say, if you have been following the show, we've had a lot of great people out of New York, but every now and again, I'll sprinkle it with just some of my affiliates throughout the U.S. of A. And on this evening, I'm glad to have someone from one of our neighboring states join us. I've known him for some time. I've seen his work, and he is just really making a difference. No pun intended when I tell you who he is. So without further ado, I introduce to you all on the Power Zone this evening, Mr. Jermaine Jones of Brothers Making a Difference in New Jersey. Jermaine, welcome to the call.
Good evening, Darlene, and thank you again for that wonderful introduction. Too high of a praise, but I'm most grateful. First of all, let me tell you what you're doing in the community and all the things you do. It's hard to keep up with you. It's commendable and highly respected.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You know, it's funny. I was thinking the other day about it's been a year since we've launched Utopia Network, Inc., our nonprofit organization out here. Actually, it's been a year under that name, because we were formerly we went under a different name. So I said, wow, it's been a year since we've launched with the name, and you were one of the first people that I called. I said, when I do this, I have to do it right. I'm calling Jermaine to ask him these questions so I can do this the way it's supposed to be done. So thank you for that acknowledgement. However, brother, it all goes right back to you because you are doing big things out in New Jersey.
Well, sister, you know, it was a promise that I made to the Lord about 7 years ago, if I may.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a vision that I had when I was fighting depression, couldn't necessarily see my way out of this struggle that I was in, unemployed. And I remember promising God at about 2 o'clock in the morning, I got the Bible in my hand, and I remember I'm in the yard and it was raining outside and I'm soaking wet in the rain. And I said, Lord, if I should ever come out of this mindset, I'm most certainly going to start an organization to help other people, because when the struggle is real, and you know, being the person who had to experience it firsthand, it was very challenging.
Yes. And it's important to say that, because from the outside looking in, some people think this is done without effort. It's done without struggle. And that's not the case. Your passion is there. The mission is clear and you pursue it. But that struggle, that's your unique story. And no one is without struggle. A lot of people don't get that. Or no one is without intense struggle, so to speak, because usually leaders are the ones that have it like 100 times the magnitude of others. And thank you for sharing that. So you're 7 years prior and you're going through these things. And then you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. How did that happen? The thought process behind brothers making a difference specifically for this. When did you say I'm going to target men?
Well, the great part about brothers making a difference, we do both men, male or female, depending on the platform. But
okay.
The vision and the mindset came about where I'm just sitting some days in the dark and again, going through that mindset of depression, I didn't even want to see the sun come up. So it can be the daytime. I would run to the darkest room of the house because, again, I'm fighting my own self. So
yes.
Brothers Making a Difference was a vision that I always had, if you will, but I was afraid of failure. I was afraid that, you know what, if I try this, if I attempt this, what if I fail? What if I don't succeed? What if, you know, you start beating yourself down thinking about the what ifs versus just going out there. So later on, 4 years after the vision now, because again, it didn't start right away. That was 7 years ago. I went to the lawyer's office with Brothers Making a Difference 4 years ago, and I made up in my mind, you know what? I'm going to try to walk so people can see my life. And let me tell you, I'm no perfect man, but I am a most improved man. I made bad choices. I wish I had a few do-overs, but Brothers Making a Difference was something I wanted to create. Now I'm being in the leadership role out there in corporate America. I want the kids to understand. Let me show you what you need to do. Let me show you how to interview. Let me show you how you should dress. Let me show you a person that had to go through depression. It wasn't easy, and thank the good Lord, we're talking today.
Yes, exactly. I love it. Family, do you see why we had to have Mr. Jones on this air call? I said on this air call. Because you are so, and it's like, you can attack something. I remember speaking to a pastor in mentorship once, and I said, you know, how do I do it? I said, I just don't know how to take everything that I'm feeling inside and bring it to the surface and just go forth. And we were talking about business. He was mentoring me specifically to business and using the Lord as your guide. And he looked at me, he said, Darlene, sometimes when you do things, you got to just come through like a Mack truck, because there's no excuses. Even in everything, even in fear, the passion is still there. So thank you for that.
When you're at your lowest point, one thing you need to remember that the people that you think are going to support you are going to disappear.
Yes.
And the people you least expect it going to be the one giving you the rope, pulling you out of the deep end of the water. And again, I don't say that in a bad way. I say that you got to be careful who you pick up along the way when you trying to go out there and become successful. Some people going to love you. Some people going to hate you. Some people going to envy you. But again, leaders, we need haters because we'll stay comfortable if we didn't have them.
Definitely. Definitely. And while you are seeing those people around you that really mean you no good, or as someone said before, I think it was, and I have to give acknowledgement to Lucinda Cross of the Activate. She does these Activate conferences. She's an author. Lucinda Cross said once before, she said, I went to a conference and she and I were speaking, and I sat down and I was just blown away by her presentation. And she said, you have your Stalin haters. And those are the people that you don't even know are hating on you, but are standing by the sidelines, thinking of negativity, spewing negative energy to you, and just doing little subtle things because they're not supportive of you. And those people can, if you're not aware, can hurt you the most, but those are also the people that'll push you to your next great level. So thank you for saying that. You definitely need, you know, your haters, and I hate to say it, but it's definitely the truth. I love the fact that you said you work with young people. So there is a facet of services. You provide mentorship towards young people. And then also you do have specific programs geared to young men, correct? And older men. Like there's a mentorship for men overall.
Well, you know what? Speaking of that, I have so many things coming up for the month of June. I'm actually speaking at a school June 3rd. June 22nd, I'm a keynote speaker in Boston. June 23rd, I'm a keynote speaker back in North. July 7th, I'm back in North as well. The programs, what we do, Brothers Making a Difference, is a motivational vehicle. We go different places to empower, inspire the youth, adults, whoever looking for a hand up, not necessarily a hand out.
Well said. I love it. And, you know, so that's what it sounds like you're saying, because you're saying a lot. And young people, it's funny because you'll be in a sea, and I know you've experienced this. You'll be in a sea of youth, and you'll look throughout, and everyone is not going to receive that message. Working with young people, you can probably relate to this. If you're considering working with young people, then this is great information for you to take back to your organizations. Because as Jermaine said, it's not all gravy, and I'm just paraphrasing it. There are going to be some struggles. There are going to be some personal struggles, and there are going to be some direct struggles in the work that you do. This right here is something that's tiny. It's really something that really is something that you can move past. But again, in working with young people, this is one of the struggles. It's definitely reaching each person with different personalities. So thank you for sharing that. And I like that you said, you know, not everybody can receive enough, because it's true, and that's easier in older people. And as a leader,
absolutely,
you have to say, I'm just going to have to keep moving with my mission, because it is about the mission and the masses, so to speak. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you. I want to speak to, because you have a great team and you do a number of great things throughout New Jersey with different organizations. I want to spotlight what is coming up that you want our listeners to be mindful of with your organization.
Well, here's the thing, what I want listeners to understand about Brothers Making a Difference. Number one, Brothers Making a Difference is an all-volunteer-based organization, right? And when you see us come your way, you just remember that. Open your mind, open your ears, because, see, when that door, when opportunity knock, we want you to be ready. When we come through the door, I come with my energy. I don't need nobody to pump me up. Let me tell you that right now. When I get in there, they think I done had 10 cups of coffee before I even walked in the door already. So they like, what is that man on? But what we got coming up, we trying to put together more workshops. Because a lot of our young men and women, young adults, and adults, let's just do full circle, have no clue about how important attire is. Sometimes people just got to understand, first impression is to the best. People say that over and over again.
Yes, you notice the distinct difference. You can go into a space and everybody's energy won't be like yours. What is that like for you as a leader?
Well, I tell you, one thing about me, I don't kind of look for people to pump me up. I kind of set myself up. See, it's almost like you're watching a football game, if you will, and you got people looking at tapes, you're looking at footage, looking at strategies, trying to find out the team's strong point, the team weaknesses, things we can improve on. See, one thing about me, I always keep an open mind and know there's room for improvement. So when I go into a facility of any kind, as a leader, the first thing I'm looking at is the energy of the people that's teaching the children. Mm. If the energy of the people who's teaching the children is, I mean, just horrible, now I already know what I'm dealing with the kids, because they're going to project the same thing.
Correct.
But if the energy of the school or the staff or whoever, if you coming in there and this, good morning, we was expecting you. You already know pretty much the schools that can kind of discipline the kids if they step out of line, or the schools where you know you're going to have to do a little more than usual. And again, I'm so grateful to be talking with you this morning, Darlene. I see so many different things you're doing. And I'm going to tell you, don't get discouraged. It's hard, but it's necessary. You go out there and keep raising the bar on yourself. Here's what I learned, Darlene. Stop looking at people and start keep your eye on the mission. Because if you keep looking at people, sometimes people feel like it today, they don't feel like it tomorrow. So, you know, you're going to understand it's going to be you. You're going to have to make sure you stay focused.
Yes, and you are 100% right. And I remember those conversations that you and I had in mentorship and family. When I say conversations, I'm not just telling them I'm getting on the phone and saying, you know, can I ask you a question? I took myself out to Jersey, and I sat down, and I would ask him questions, and we would talk, and he would tell me what needed to happen. I have a pen and paper, because I need to know. And what's important is what I love about Jermaine, and I know, Jermaine, you have a busy schedule. We're prepared to let you leave. We're going to ask you one or two more questions, and we're going to let you go, because I know that your schedule is complex. Do it on your own. If you don't know each and every part of your organization, how each and every position works. And as entrepreneurs, you guys can definitely relate to that. But I mean, not just knowing about it, but being able to do it, working within that. Your company's not going to be successful. That's nonprofit, for profit, whatever. I really take that to heart. With my nonprofit, serving as a president and CEO as well, I spent a lot of time in development. I'm quiet. And what's funny is when you're quiet, people think that it's not activity. You're being inactive. When you're silent and you're just doing things, that's when you're really growing. That's where the production starts. I read a book and they said, you know, if you're not producing in your thoughts, if your thoughts are not growing, if you are not in that stage at that point of seeing your growth in your head, putting it down and learning about it, it's not going to work.
Absolutely.
It's going to fail you. Because that's the culture you're creating. So when the culture is set and you bring people in, then your company will run itself. And that's what I'm going through right now. And it is hard. It's extremely hard. A nonprofit is definitely not like a for-profit family. If you're thinking about starting your own nonprofit, you have a for-profit, do not think that you can bring those skills. There are some transferable skills, but it is like starting from the beginning. It's nursery, so to speak. And you will
Absolutely.
Go through those stages.
With a nonprofit, for-profit, you're going to have members coming in. You're going to have members going out. You're going to have members look at you, and they may see their own ass or may say, wow, I can see myself doing this. I can see myself doing that. They have their own aspirations. Man, I had so many members coming in and out of Brothers Making a Difference. It's hard to even name everybody. But again, I appreciate all of them, you know, for coming through, because they either taught me something, they helped with something, I helped them with something. So it's too many people to even tell you how many members came through. As a leader, you just want to stay focused and make sure you talk to people that's going to give you sound advice to help you stay afloat.
Great information and well said. Brother, it's always a pleasure. You know, we can go in for another hour and a half. That's what I enjoy about you. We just have great conversation, and you're always learning something. Listeners, I know that you are pumped up. We're going to give you everything that you need. If you're in the New Jersey area, we have a lot of networks that are in New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Get involved. New York, of course. We're right up the way, as they would say. Get involved with Brothers Making a Difference. They're feeding the homeless. They're providing clothing. They're going out to schools. I love that you take the youth out to the football games, the Jets, correct? Because I'm not a football person, but I believe it's the Jets. Is it the Jets?
Absolutely, the Jets. One of the executive leaders sponsors what I do.
That's a beautiful thing. I look at the pictures and I see those young people excited to be a part of that, because some of them will not have the opportunity if it's not for programs like Brothers Making a Difference. So thank you for that. Let the listeners know where they can find you. And then I'm going to take this out on your song. What song motivates you? I want you to tell us what it is and why. And then we're going to thank you and we're going to go out on that song. So where can they reach you?
Well, the website where you can kind of see what we do. Again, I don't update it all the time, but it's brosmakingadifference.org. That's BROSMAKINGADIFFERENCE, all one word, bros, BROSMakingadifference.org. Or you can send an email at brothersmakingadifference@gmail.com. Again, brothersmakingadifference, all one word, @gmail.com. And the song that always inspired me was We Fall Down. Because when I look back at that moment, when I wanted to throw in that towel, people disappeared on me. So years later, now I'm at this level. People, they call me now. They need me now. Can you help me? People don't always love you. People love success. So we fall out every morning when I'm running on that treadmill. I play that song about 7 times.
Yes.
After running on the treadmill. 7 times, over and over again. It empowered me. It made me stronger. But it ain't about me, Darlene. It's about me reaching back and pulling somebody that was once just like me. And that's why I listened to that song. And that's what We Fall Down meant to me.
Thank you for sharing that. One of my favorites, and definitely a song I'm well-fitting to be put at concert. One of my favorites, and definitely a song well-fitting at this time. Jermaine, again, it's been a pleasure. Until we meet again, continue the great work, family. Again, get involved. If you are listening from your devices, those links are on our webpage right now for you to click into and learn more about Brothers Making a Difference. Enjoy the rest of your evening, sir, and we'll be talking.
Thank you. Keep up the great work, Darlene. I love you. You're doing a phenomenal job. Don't stop.
I love you as well. I will not, promise. Family, we're going to go out on a small break with We Fall Down, and we'll return shortly.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
oh,
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
we get up.
Get back up.
We fall down.
Oh, my, my, my,
we
get back up again, yeah.
For a saint is just a sinner.
Oh, yes, we are.
Down.
But we can't stay there.
Down.
There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall down.
Say now.
But we get
but
up.
But we get back up again.
We fall.
We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again.
We fall down,
yes, we do
we
that. Rise back up again.
For a
saint, just
a
sinner.
Everybody
say now.
We fall down
sometimes,
but we get
back. matter where you are, no matter what you've done, you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall,
get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on me. Just get back up again, oh.
For a saint is just
saint
a sinner who fell down.
Oh, my brother, my sister. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide. Run to his arms. Run to his arms. Oh,
for a saint,
just
service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Evening, family, and welcome back to the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. Now, if you're joining us from this segment, we want you to rewind and check out our prior segment when we had special guest Jermaine Jones on with the Power Zone discussing his organization in New Jersey, Brothers Making a Difference. We want to thank Jermaine for joining us. And again, family, check out the prior segment and learn how you can make a difference from where you're at. That said, we are excited about this segment. We introduced the entrepreneur segment as well as the author segment last week on the Power Zone for the first time. Well, tonight we have a new author joining us. She's new to you all. Some of you may know her, but some of you, this may be the first time you will experience. I can't say her name right now. I'm going to hold off on that. But it's the first time that you will experience her, and boy, is it an experience. I'm going to speak a little bit about the author, her book, so to speak, Speak Life, and then I'll introduce her by name. Speak Life. Your tongue has the power of life and death. God designed you to live a life abundant of joy. A balanced life is what you need, want, and deserve. Oftentimes, your own words block that from manifesting. Speak Life helps women and men develop consistent devotional habits and transform their daily affirmations into the life they deserve. This book compresses 100 days of devotions for health, finances, relationships, and career. Each day includes scripture verses,
inspiring reflections, goal planning, daily journal. Get ready to experience miracles and breakthroughs as you open your mind and heart to speak life. Ladies and gentlemen, who I am about to introduce to you is a phenomenal woman. I had the opportunity to partake in a conference last September, and I've spoken a lot about that on various episodes here on the Power Zone. Leaders Behind Inner Me Lines. I went to experience the event from the standpoint of a speaker, but I got so much more out of this event as a person of service that is constantly giving and looking to help others. It was an opportunity for me to receive, for me to be fed, for me to be in better alignment with God. It was a great experience. And in that experience, I had an opportunity to meet Ms. Letitia Nicole. So without further ado, I introduce to you all the author of Speak Life, Ms. Letitia Nicole. Welcome to the Power Zone.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
It is a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you out, Letitia. You know, I've heard about you. I said that when we met in September, that I've heard about Letitia Nicole, especially from Dr. Oliver T. Reed. So I have to give big shout outs to Dr. Reed. He is awesome, and he's been saying probably a year prior to meeting you, you know, you have to meet Letitia out of North Carolina. Letitia's doing amazing things, and she's a mighty woman of God. And to really be present and take it all in, you are a mighty woman of God. You're a community activist. You're a great parent. You're a wife. You're all of these things. Let's speak a little bit about who Letitia is before we speak to the book, if we can.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here. That's first, I want to give you that honor. And thank God for giving you the vision and making provision for this to happen. So I'm excited. But who I am a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, I'm a sister, but I'm always a work in progress. So nine to five, I am an executive director for a long-term care facility, and then I'm always working on Speak Life Enterprises, LLC, which is my for-profit, and then Purpose Professionals, which is my 501c, is my nonprofit. So like you said, I'm a community activist. I love to give because I know truly give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So I am excited what God gave me. Doing in my life, because I mean, everything is being used, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm telling you, because God said nothing will go wasted. And so when we get more about the books and why I write these books, I mean, really, God wrote the stories pretty much, and I'm living it, and then I guess I have to put it down in a book, you know, because he said pretty much our steps was ordered, right? So yeah. I figured, well, he knew what he wanted the books to say, so therefore, that's why he has me living it. So I thank God for it. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Your story is amazing. I speak about last year's conference to as many people that will listen. I had no intention. It's like when you go for something and you don't know what you're going to receive, you go for your purpose. I went because I was asked to come. Dr. Reed said, "Sis, I need you there. I'm coming. I'm in transit. I'm there." But I didn't expect to receive what I did. God was really, he uses you in a mighty way. You worked that room. There were many people just giving honor and acknowledgement to all of the clergy there. It was a great event overall with a lot of people that just gave. Your story, however, it touched me because I could experience it. I could relate to it on a personal level. So let's bring the people into the purpose of the book, if we can, and the message.
Absolutely. And actually, I have two published books now. It's Speak Life, Your Tongue Has the Power of Life and Death, and then Unsilenced, Faces of Domestic Violence. And I'll be releasing my third book this year, Healing from Toxic Habits. So we're going to speak about the Speak Life book. I think that's I spoke about that book while I was there. And that book was pretty much, It was birthed out of pain. It was birthed out of pain.
This is an amazing story of triumph and a breakthrough. it strikes conversations. When you speak about the book and you speak about this just from listening, you have the abuse. You have mm-hmm. the molestation. What mm-hmm. other things come out of the book that strikes further conversation with readers?
Absolutely. So, yeah, you have the molestation, but you also have, okay, let's get truly, like, really real. You have rejection.
Yes.
You have people pleasing. You have where you're painting on a smile with your Mac and Bobby Brown and Fashion
yes.
Fair just telling you how to get happy for real. You
yes.
know, it has so much in this book. It's not, and it's a lot of wisdom because the word is study and show thyself approved. So it's the word of God, but it's the reflection for me of that day.
Yes, ma'am.
So it is showing I'm naked. I'm letting you see my flaws and all to where it's not, you're not the only one that's going through. You're not the only one that's been through it. And this is how I got through. And then on the
yes.
next page is a page where you can write. You can write. Write your vision and make it plain. Write how you're going to get out of depression. Tell yourself that you're pretty, that you're awesome, that you're wonderful. And this is the day that the Lord has made it and refuse to be sad and rejoice in it. You know, that's what this book is about.
Speak life. When you came out, you had your mirror. And you mentioned that. You mentioned the Mac. You mentioned the here. That whole rejection of self and that transformation. Is that something that you go into in further detail and talking about the mask? Because some people do wear it because they like makeup, they like hair, they like nails. But then mm-hmm. there are the others that wear it to mask things. So you go through those issues as well in great detail.
I do. I go through those issues as far as I give you the scripture for it. I also give you the reflection for whatever I went through that day. So pretty much... or even people may say, well, why do you wear it? Because I love my 22-inch hair and my long nails. You're absolutely
yeah.
right. I love my weave and I love my nails. And people will tell you, well, that's not natural. You don't like yourself. You don't love yourself. Well, see, when you're comfortable in who you are and whose
yeah.
you are, it don't matter what you wear when you're not trying to cover up the hurt. Okay, because no matter what you try to cover up with, people can see it. You can't cover up rejection. You can't cover up hurt. You can't cover up that type of pain. Okay, but when you truly know who and who you are, you can wear your hair the way you want to wear it. You can wear your nails the way you want to wear it. When people tell you, well, you're not natural. Yes, I am under this weave. Absolutely. 6 years. My hair is braided. You know, real pretty and it's long, but I like my weave. So you're very comfortable in who you are. But
correct.
This is about uncovering yourself, uncovering the mask, taking off peels and layers of hurt, you know, and it tells you how to love with the love of the Lord and forgive like you want to be forgiven. It really makes you look at you because our issue is us. Your issue is you. So you got to take one day at a time, just like one step at a time, one day at a time, and focus on you. So pretty much it makes you look yourself in the mirror and see you for who you really are.
Yes.
See you
and
for who
deep.
You really are. Yeah.
That's deep. Some of us don't want to see. And we keep running. I've been there, and I just have to be a little transparent. Even when you think that you've mastered everything, and this is for our life coaches on the air, our ministers, our teachers, our social workers, who really think that, you know, we've got it all and our goal is just really to help others, that's your objective, you're lying to yourself because you're always in a position to learn more, to heal more, to be further in alignment with God. And I've gone through many of transformations, even coming from the conference and being on Letitia's call in the morning, and hopefully we can speak to that. That call, and I always laugh because when I don't want to speak, Letitia, I don't know, it's God. I can't even say I don't know what it is. It's God. Because I can get up in the morning and be like, oh, I'm just going to get on the call. I don't want to say nothing. I'm just going to deal with my problems myself. But really, I want to call somebody and pray. And Letitia will inbox me or she'll text me and she'll be like, you know, can you say a prayer? Or she'll shout me out. And it's just what I need at that moment because sometimes it's hard for us to say I need to talk to somebody. I need prayer. Mm-hmm. I need help. And I love your call because it provides that. And I'm speaking to Letitia has a call 3 days a week in which you get on, you pray. It's Bible scripture. It's a really great tool, a reference for those that are seeking Bible study and to get a better relationship with God. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Now, I always knew I had stories in me because it was a burning and an urge to write. But not until I was in a situation where my husband and I were separated, when I was alone, when I felt alone, when God showed me, you know, well, I this is where I wanted you. You're right where I needed you, on your back, face up, now turn around and get on your knees. Right? So, because I was already low.
Yes.
So now I was already low. I felt the lowest I ever felt in my life. So I had to stay on my knees, and when I got up, I was looking to the hills from which cometh my help, and I realized that all my help truly came from God. And so I noticed that I was putting all these things on Facebook and social media, and I was crying out. And he said, no, put it in a book.
Yes.
Put it in a book. So that's when I knew that the scriptures, the things that I was feeling and he was giving to me with those emotions needed to go into a book for other women and girls to read so they too can be healed, delivered, and set free from anything that was trying to push them down. And then I realized what my assignment was. And he told me that your purpose is to help women and girls conquer their fear so they can be all that I designed them to be. So I took that serious, and I'm like, you know what? Okay, everything I've gone through, I realize you've allowed it to happen, God, because you just like you allowed Job, you allowed him to attack me. He had to go to my daddy, so evidently it was for a reason. Mm. So I put it in a book. That's why.
Thank you for sharing that. This is important for a listener on the call right now that is still in the hurt and possibly considering moving out of it, because I come across, especially young women, a lot of young women that say, I don't know what I want to do, but I journal a lot. I'm not ready to talk about it, but I write a lot. I think I want to write a book, but I don't know how to begin the process. What do you say to some of those men and women that are still holding on to that hurt and want to move past it? What steps would you encourage them to take? Rather, they're writing or they just want to move past it.
Good God Almighty. You know what? I automatically, God gave, well, when you were speaking, he gave me his word, Revelation 12:11. They triumph over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Mm. Your testimony will beat the enemy in the head. He wants you to keep that mess in your heart. He wants you to keep it under the rug. Don't tell nobody. Feel ashamed. Feel broken. Feel angry. Well, the antidote to all that is the truth. Mm.
The antidote. I love it. Speak life, Letitia Nicole. The antidote. Speak your truth. Thank you so very much. I want to ensure, I wish that we could keep you on much longer. Listeners, I know that you have enjoyed this segment. Letitia's going to tell you where you can find her so you can get more of Speak Life and Miss Letitia Nicole, because although she is humble and everything is given to God in honor, Letitia is something. She is a warrior. She is a warrior. And to know her, oh, my Lord, the energy is amazing. And I definitely want to ensure that they're getting the information about your book, about your upcoming, I want to speak about your upcoming conference with Mr. George Fraser, who is a mentor in my head. I had the pleasure of meeting him once, but I need to connect with him further. So hopefully I'll see you at the conference. But you will be a presenter at the Women's Guide to the Life That You Deserve, which is coming up next month. It's a conference from June 26th to the 28th. Can you speak about that?
I surely can. It's the Power Networking Conference with Dr. George Fraser. Yes. I'm really excited about that. I'm actually It will be digitally, so you can actually log on to PNC.com and you can watch it from the comfort of your home. So that's one thing that is amazing for what they're doing with all these conferences. And so George Frazier, as you know, is amazing.
Yes,
he's absolutely amazing. And it's a privilege and an honor to be on the platform with him. And I want to give you the right web address, and it's www.pnclive.com. And you can attend live or you can watch online. And this is the 15th anniversary, so it's the Connect, Grow, and Prosper.
Awesome, and we'll have that if you're listening, callers, from your phones and you haven't logged onto your devices. When you get an opportunity, it will be on our page. And we want to speak about the website. Letitia's website is phenomenal. I loved it. That's letitiaspeaklife.com. I love the inspiration, the colors. You go into all of the products and services. You'll learn more about Letitia as an entrepreneur, an author, a community activist. You just do it all. And then you also shared that you're an executive director, which I know takes up a vast majority of your day. Can you just let our listeners know, someone that's sitting and saying, how does she do it all? Can you let our callers know, someone who may be wanting to pursue entrepreneurship, but they're having their 9-to-5, they want to write a book, they want to be an activist, they want to do it all, what do you encourage them to do to get started as far as juggling the schedule?
Ooh, I know y'all are going to be sick of me, but I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you, I'm not just a speaker or a hearer of the word. I'm a doer, so I don't deceive myself. So the word of God said, to all of us, to write the vision and make it plain
exactly.
Enough for somebody to pick it up and run with it. So
yes.
You got to do that for yourself first. You got to write out your blueprint. You got to write the vision and make it plain enough. So you got to say, okay, on day one, this is what I'm going to do.
Yes.
On day two, this is what I'm going to do. So then follow that. Follow your blueprint. Okay, and run your race in a way that only you can win. Don't try to run nobody else's race. This is your process.
Thank you so very much. As simplistic as that is, it is the most difficult thing for many people to do. We are in charge of everyone else's lives, but when it comes to managing our own lives and writing our own plan, it's one of the hardest things to do. So thank you for sharing that. Listeners, I hope that you have received that.
I'm at my conference on September 10th in Detroit, Michigan, and also a retreat in Disney World October 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Yes. And they can log on to your site and get that information, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Speak Life, listeners. Letitia, it's been a pleasure. I'm sure we'll see each other again, sister, real soon. And callers, please stay on the line, because when we come back after the small break, we're going to go into our entrepreneurs segment. We'll be right back with the Power Zone.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Good evening, family, and welcome back to the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost, and founder of Darlene's Utopia. And you, my friends, have re-entered the Power Zone. Thank you for returning. If you are listening to just this segment and you've missed a prior segment, I invite you to rewind and check out our author spotlight, where we had Ms. Letitia Nicole, author of
Speak Life. Letitia was amazing on the call. She gave some great nuggets as it relates to speaking life. Use those affirmations to declare the personal and professional life in which you want in your future. So again, press the rewind button and check out the Office Spotlight with Miss Letitia Nicole, doing great things out in North Carolina. Now, this segment, I hope that you're equally excited for. We have a phenomenal woman that's going to come on and speak to entrepreneurship as it relates to her business. It is an honor to have her on the call. I've known her for a number of years, and she and I have done things as it relates to the making of Mogul. She came out and supported our team for 2 years and introduced her business to our networks, and I've had the pleasure of going out into the community with her and doing a number of projects as well. So to have her on the call for this evening is a great thing. We are going to dive into professional development and hopefully inspire someone to launch their business or enhance it presently. Without further ado, I introduce to you a dear friend and colleague of mine, Ms. Regina A. Turner. Regina, welcome to the call.
Thank you, my sister. I want to thank you for this privilege and this opportunity to just have me on your segment. Yes, we've been longtime friends, and I really appreciate your mentorship and your leadership, as well as the opportunity to work alongside you and the community. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to dive right into it, sis, because there are a number of things that I want to cover on this evening for this segment. And first, before we even get into your business, because you have a number of ventures, but before we get into those things, I want to speak to what actually sparked entrepreneurship.
Well, I had a major life crisis that started. I've always wanted to do entrepreneurship as a little girl, but you know, we are always conditioned and programmed that we have to get a job so that we could get a pension and retire and leave a legacy. But my life experience, I was assaulted on the job in 2000, January 19th of 2000, as a bus operator. So I had no other alternative but to retire and start my own business, you know, work towards that, because I had to have numerous surgeries as a result of that injury. So I'm grateful I had to go through those obstacles to get to the point where I am now, because I consider it a blessing, not a major distraction, because it catapulted me to my destiny where I am right now.
Now, how was that for you? Because you'll hear a lot of people say, you know, you're not leaving that good job. You got that good city job. You got that good state job. That's what we've been conditioned for generations from our fathers and mothers and their parents. You have a city job. You keep that job until retirement. What was it for you to leave that job and say, I'm going to focus on entrepreneurship? Because as you recovered, I'm sure there was an opportunity in which you could have come back and you made a decision to move forward with entrepreneurship, correct?
Correct. As a result of the surgeries, I knew that I wouldn't be 100% effective to do the job, because I would have intermittent absence from the job because of the after effects of the surgery. So I made the decision, after being forced into early retirement, that I had to do something else, because disability and workers' comp wasn't sufficient, because, you know, you can't live on that when you're accustomed to living on a specific salary. And as a mother, wife, a daughter, a sister, a friend, a servant by nature, I had to do something else to catapult me to my dreams and still be able to dream and fulfill those dreams.
Well said. Thank you. And listeners on call, no one's saying that you should not pursue your city job, your state job, your federal job. If that is what you want to do and that's your long-term plan, much success to you. But there is probably someone on the call that's conflicted right now, and it's not easy either way, but if you want to pursue your passion, entrepreneurship is what you want to do, then go ahead and do that and trust that what's meant for you will come to you, regardless of if it's coming through you through your city job or through your entrepreneurship. So thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about the entrepreneur. Let's talk about the Credit Restoration Maven. Who exactly is she?
The Credit Restoration Maven, for one, is a wife, a mother, a sister, a mentor, a community activist, a person that is a servant by nature. I love helping other people and educating them on the better things that they can accomplish in life to gain financial freedom. Because, yes, money answereth all things. However, if you're comfortable, then you could do more things with money. But being educated financially is the main thing to be prosperous, because it says in the scriptures that we were born to be prosperous. So God promised us prosperity all around us. It's just that he gave us all a creative mind to be prosperous. And that's what I'm doing, using my creative abilities to be prosperous and to educate others while doing it. Because you could still work a traditional job and still be an entrepreneur at heart as well.
Definitely. Definitely. In our segment last week, we spoke to that. In this day and age, you have to do a number of things to be financially comfortable and ensure that your household expenses are being met. So thank you for acknowledging that as well, because one may have to have a 9-to-5 as well as doing their entrepreneurship for a period of time. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Let's speak to the products and services. What exactly does the Credit Restoration Maven provide? What are your products and services?
Well, the company that I represent is Financial Education Services, which is the long-term word for FES. And our core product is credit restoration, because as you know, we weren't taught as children how to manage a checkbook. We were taught everything else in school about learning the math, the English, how to speak well, how to write. But we were never taught during math class how to manage a checkbook, how to manage our finances, how to put money aside to do the things that we want to do to build up a legacy. So through this company, we provide services such as credit restoration, which is our core product, as well as protection plans, because most families don't have a will or trust or a care plan that they can get all at a one-stop shop. So we're a company that's a one-stop shop for all the services that we provide. We provide a total of 14 services that will help you in your everyday life. Even if you have a great credit score, it's not about just having a great credit score, but being able to manage your finances effectively and make sure that you are leaving a legacy for your children and be able to enjoy the finer things in life using your financial status, because now everything is based on your credit, your job, your car insurance, where you live, how you get promoted to your job. So these things need to be educated. And so that's my purpose, is to educate, especially in low impoverished areas, where we could educate our children, go into the schools and provide services that the teachers as well as the parents can be certified into our program for the Youth Literacy Foundation, which is our nonprofit organization, that we help children and provide scholarships for children coming out of high school, going into college, so that they can get a scholarship to work. So that's a part of the services that we also offer. Because, you know, if you go to any other services, you're only going to pay thousands upwards from $5,000 to $25,000 just for one service, whereas we offer you 14 services for a nominal fee.
You said a lot, and I thank you for sharing that. And listeners, I know that you're receiving this. You may be taking notes. I'm going to provide the information, the website, where you can get more resources and information from Regina. You mentioned financial literacy and not being taught about finances properly. And I will say this, and we just had a conversation about this at a workshop that I did over the past 2 weekends with young people, 14 to 24, around 1,400 kids in the course of 2 weekends, and I facilitated this workshop. One of the things that I said, and a lot of the adults in the space can relate to, is that we weren't taught about financial literacy, as you just said. And it's not that we intentionally weren't taught. It's just that my generation and probably your generation, we saw crisis-oriented things like panning out. It was crisis after crisis that were always being dealt with, and they were being met. Life were always on. We always had food on the table, but we lived in a crisis state. So we never really got an opportunity to learn how to manage money, more so when money came in your hand and went right back out because you were dealing with a crisis. And that's not a way to be financially secure. Are you finding that that's presently still the situation?
Oh, most definitely. And it's now becoming a more of an epidemic because, as you know, the United States is in so much debt. So now as entrepreneurs, we have to be entrepreneurs because of the simple fact that eventually they're not even going to have money to pay you a salary, let alone Social Security is going to be extinct. So with that, we help in other countries, and yet people in our own country is starving from day to day. Children are homeless. Families are homeless because they can't afford their rent. They can't afford to pay their car medicine, their light bill, their water bill. So it's very imperative that we educate and get educated and continue the education cycle on financial matters so that we can be prosperous. The Bible said we are supposed to be prosperous. We're supposed to leave a legacy for our children's children. In order to do that, we have to be financially educated. And that's my service, and that's my passion, is to educate people on the finer things of life instead of us always being in a rut, take it from Paul to pay Peter, and always living paycheck to paycheck and not having enough to even buy groceries at times. So I find that that's a passion of mine, and that I want people to basically live, because now even people who retired now have to go back to work and get a job. If you've been watching U.S. Today and the magazine entrepreneurship, you see older ladies, 50 and in their late 80s, going back to work.
We were just discussing that. Yes, the younger children, we were saying that you all think that you'll be able to, I'm speaking to the 16 to maybe 20-year-old, the ideal job that you said, all right, will be my first job, that food restaurant, that department store, that drugstore, all of these jobs that you think that you can just go for an application and they'll hire you. You're now not just competing against your classmates, the people you know in the community. You're competing with senior citizens that have to go back to work, 65 plus, 70 years old, that are now going back into the work sector because they did not have enough savings to move forward and retire successfully. So you're 100% right in that. Listeners, if you're logged onto your devices, we have put Regina's website on our page, and you can get that information to log on and get the other 14 products that she's speaking to. I want to speak to Regina, hybrid marketing. What exactly is hybrid marketing? We have a couple more minutes, and I want to speak to hybrid marketing and how individuals can get in contact with you if they're interested in starting their own business as well with FES.
Sure. Hybrid marketing is entrepreneurship meets corporate America. So you're an independent sales representative of FES. However, you can still brand your individual financial company and become a consultant using the vehicle financial education services, the tools that we have to build your entrepreneurship so that you can offer these services to your clientele, especially with realtors, people that are looking for creditworthy clients. Our services is a one-stop shop that can help an individual progress. It's still based on network marketing, whereas you're recruiting people. However, with hybrid marketing, you get paid based on the number of teammates that you help progress the ladder with you. So it's a team corporate work ethic together. So it's more team oriented, whereas network marketing is based on how many people can I recruit to build me up while they're still trying to get their feet wet and get up the ladder. So almost, as some would say, a pyramid, like you know that a regular 9-to-5 is a pyramid, but hybrid marketing is totally different.
I love it. I love that she said, well, a regular 9-to-5 is a pyramid. A lot of people don't look at it that way, but it most definitely is. It definitely is. So thank you for bringing that to the attention of our listeners. Let our listeners know, although your link is on our website, someone may be listening in from their phones and ready to take that information down now. Can you please give them your direct website?
My direct website where I can be located is myfes.net/RCTURNER. So that's R as in Robert, C as in Charles, T as in Thomas, U as in Umbrella, R as in Robert, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert.
Website. Can you please give them the address where they can reach you online as well as your social media?
Sure. On Facebook, I'm known as Regina Antoinette Turner. Also, I have a fan page, Regina Turner, Credit Restoration Maven. And my personal website is www.myfes.net/RCTURNER. So that's R as in Regina, C as in Cross, T as in Turner, U as in Umbrella, R as in Robert, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, and R as in Regina.
Thank you so very much. And if they are interested in attending an FES, now do you have the open houses where they can come out and get more information? Is that on your page as well?
Sure. Well, they could always contact me directly because we're looking for different locations. As a matter of fact, we do have Super Saturdays, and we have monthly super SOS trainings where they could come and look at the overview, or I have webinars that they can go and pre-look at it if they don't have the time to come out because of life happens or the activities on the weekends and they can't attend. But we do have during the week monthly meetings all over the country that people can attend and get the information. And if they happen to go outside of New York, all they have to do is contact me and let me know, and I could direct them to a location, and they would just give my name that they are a guest of mine, that they came in their individual state.
Awesome. So this is national, family, actually international, correct?
Correct, yes, because we do
national and international. Great. So where you're at, if you're interested in getting more information, log on today, get in contact with Regina, check out her page, inquire about a Super Saturday in your area, and start the process. It just takes, and I love that our prior caller said this, you know, it's all in the plan. Write the plan, make it clear, correct?
Correct. That's right. Write that vision. Make sure you have it posted, because if you're looking at it every day, then you get that much closer to your ultimate goal.
Definitely. It has been a pleasure to have you on the call, Ms. Regina A. Turner. Congratulations to you on your many of successes and your promotion. You're doing big things through SES, the Credit Restoration Maven. I'm looking forward to seeing you, the Making of Moguls. We'll be back out for 2016. Mark your calendars, tentative for November the 12th. I will be sharing more information with that on the call with our listeners and also getting in contact with you and your network, so hopefully you can join us again.
Wonderful. I would appreciate the opportunity and also keep you updated on the services that we have. And also I'll be listing my free ebook that everybody can come to my website and obtain as well. So that will be available to you as well.
Thank you so very much. I will share it with the network or family. You can definitely, again, log on and get the information from Regina personally. It's been a great show. I enjoy being out here every weekend with you all. Until we meet again, have a great week and Memorial Day weekend. This is Darlene A. Anderson signing out on The Power Zone with DU.
The content of The Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from The Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or The Power Zone with DU